Welcome to the Rapid Learning Center's audio tutorial, An Introduction to Pharmacology by Rapid Learning Center. By listening to this tutorial, you will learn about the history of pharmacology, an introduction to pharmacology terminology, the physical nature of drugs, types of drug interactions, as well as an important concept known as the dose response. The pharmacology concept map. Pharmacology is the study of how drugs interact with the body. In this tutorial, we'll learn about basic principles and mechanisms of action of drugs, interactions on the cellular and organ system levels, as well as provide examples of specific drugs and specific applications. Let's begin with an overview of this pharmacology course. In this course, various topics will be covered, such as pharmacokinetics and pharmacodynamics. Included with each tutorial is a summary cheat sheet and a problem sheet. The problem sheet includes questions based on the concepts in the tutorial. Throughout this audio tutorial, we'll preview the units covered in this course, as well as specific examples. Unit 1. In Unit 1, you'll learn about pharmacokinetics, pharmacodynamics, and biotransformation. Pharmacokinetics is a study of what happens to drugs when administered to living organisms. Pharmacodynamics is a study of how drugs affect the human body, including the relationship between the concentration of the drug and its effects. Biotransformation is how an organism modifies or metabolizes an externally administered drug or medication. In Unit 2, autonomic pharmacology is reviewed, including drugs that impact the adrenergic and cholinergic systems. Specific drugs and their mechanisms of action will be presented. Cardiovascular and renal pharmacology will be covered in Unit 3. Drugs that are used to treat hypertension, arrhythmias, and heart disease, along with their mechanism of actions. In Unit 4, smooth muscle pharmacology will be reviewed, including drugs that are used clinically to stimulate the contraction and relaxation of smooth muscle. These drugs are used in patients with asthma and cardiovascular diseases. Review question. The following question is based on what you've learned so far in this tutorial. What are some of the topics covered in the Rapid Learning Pharmacology course? Answer. In the pharmacology course, various topics will be covered, including pharmacokinetics and pharmacodynamics. Pharmacokinetics is the study of what happens to drugs when administered to living organisms. Unit 2, for example, includes autonomic pharmacology, including drugs that impact the adrenergic and cholinergic systems. Endocrine pharmacology will be reviewed in Unit 5, including drugs used to treat diabetes, thyroid disorders, and osteoporosis. In Unit 6, the central nervous system will be covered. Drugs used to treat depression and other conditions of the central nervous system will be presented, as well as drugs that are used as sedatives and anesthetics. In Unit 7, the pharmacology of pain, inflammation, gastrointestinal tract, and blood disorders will be covered, along with drugs used to treat these disorders and conditions. In the final unit in the pharmacology course, Unit 8, agents with selective toxicity will be covered. Drugs with selective toxicity include antibiotics and chemotherapeutic drugs. By targeting biochemical processes specific to bacteria, antibiotics, for example, can provide a selective treatment for invading microorganisms. Normally, drug toxicity is an unwanted side effect. However, in the case of these agents, this is the desired effect. Now let's continue in this tutorial by moving on to discuss the history of pharmacology. Pharmacology dates back many centuries. There are written records that have been found in China and Egypt. Pharmacology at that time was based on the study of natural products. Pharmacology today deals with both natural products and synthetic products synthesized in a laboratory. Materia medica. Materia medica is a science of drug preparation and medical use of drugs. It began to develop around the 17th century. modern-day pharmacological studies were developed from materia medica. Individuals who played a major role early in pharmacology include François Magendie and Claude Bernard. They laid the foundations for animal physiology and pharmacology in the 18th and 19th centuries. They're considered the founding fathers of experimental physiology. The initial studies were based on the activity of drug at the receptor sites. Today, in addition to drug receptor site studies, pharmacogenomics is an example of a modern pharmacology discipline. Pharmacogenomics is a study of how an individual's genetic makeup affects his or her response to a drug. In summary, the study of pharmacology dates many centuries back. Written records have been found in China and Egypt from years ago. Initially, pharmacology was based on natural products. However, today, pharmacology includes studies on natural products and those synthesized. Here's another review question. How did materia medica influence modern pharmacology? Answer: the studies that contributed to modern pharmacology came from materia medica. Beginning in the 17th century, the science of drug preparation and the medicinal use of drugs was organized as materia medica. Now we'll move on to discuss a set of terminology commonly used in pharmacology. Let's begin by defining pharmacology and toxicology. Pharmacology is the study of the way that substances interact with the systems of the body to activate or inhibit its processes. Toxicology is the term used to describe these processes when they are undesirable. Other key terminology in pharmacology is drug and prodrug. A drug is defined as any substance that brings about a change in biological function through its chemical action. A prodrug is a substance that's administered in its inactive form, but once absorbed, is converted into an active drug molecule. This process often takes place in the liver. Now let's define xenobiotic, poison, and toxin. A xenobiotic is a drug molecule that's a chemical not synthesized in the body. A poison is defined as a drug that causes harmful and undesirable effects. Toxins are poisons that are of biological origin. An example could be cholera toxin. Cholera toxin is released during cholera infection. Let's summarize the terminology discussed in this section. Pharmacology is the study of the way that substances interact with systems of the body to activate or inhibit its processes. A drug is any substance that brings about a change in biological function through its chemical actions. A xenobiotic is a drug molecule that is not synthesized by the body. Now let's move on to discuss the physical nature of drugs and how this affects their actions. The physical nature of drugs we'll discuss include the size of the drug, drug reactivity and drug receptor bonds, the shape of the drug, as well as a degree of drug ionization. Let's begin this section by reviewing the effect of drug size. The molecular size of a drug can affect the following: binding to its receptors, the permeability of the drug through cell membranes. Smaller drugs typically will diffuse more readily. Drug size has to fit the receptor molecule well enough to allow the drug to have its maximal effect. Drug reactivity and drug receptor bonds. Drugs may bind with receptor molecules through covalent, electrostatic, and hydrophobic bonds. The covalent bonds tend to be stronger and hence result in irreversible interactions. Hydrophobic bonds, on the other hand, are relatively weak. Drug shape is another key attribute to the effectiveness of a drug. A drug must fit into the receptor molecule it's specific for. It must bind to it and then cause its effect. The shape of the drug molecule is an important factor in determining how well it fits into the drug receptor. Here's another review question. How does the size of a drug impact its effectiveness? Answer: the actual molecular size of a drug can affect the following: binding to its receptors, the permeability of that drug through cell membranes. Typically, smaller drugs will diffuse more readily. And the size of a drug has to fit the receptor molecule well enough to allow the drug to exert its maximal effect. Now let's discuss the ionization state of a drug and how that affects its activity. Drug molecules exist in ionized and unionized forms. Drugs are typically weak acids or weak bases. In physiological solution, they exist in ionized and unionized forms. By ionized, we mean charged, and unionized, we mean uncharged. The degree of ionization will affect how well a drug is absorbed across the membrane. As mentioned, drugs are weak acids or weak bases. The pKa of a drug indicates whether it's a base or an acid. Weak acids have a pKa of less than 7. Weak bases have a pKa of greater than 7. In physiological solution, they exist in ionized and unionized forms. The Henderson-Hasselbalch equation calculates the percentage of ionized and unionized drug at any pH. Let's review the Henderson-Hasselbalch equation. Again, this equation can be used to calculate the percentage of ionized and unionized molecules. pH equals pKa plus the log of the ratio of the concentration of unionized species over ionized species. A weak acid is more unionized in the stomach. Therefore, drugs that are weak acids are more likely to be absorbed from the stomach. A weak base is more unionized in the intestine. Therefore, drugs that are weak bases are more likely to be absorbed from the intestine. In summary, there are 4 characteristics of drugs that affect how they interact with the body: drug size, drug reactivity and receptor bond formation, drug shape, and the ionization state of the drug. Now let's move on to discuss types of drug interactions. Drug interactions can be divided into 2 main categories: pharmacodynamic and pharmacokinetic. Pharmacodynamic includes the actions of the drug on the body, which can either be an agonist or an antagonist. Pharmacokinetic includes the actions of the body on the drug. Agonist drugs versus antagonist drugs. An agonist binds to a receptor and induces a biological response in the cell. An antagonist blocks or dampens the biological actions at the receptor. An agonist initiates changes in cell function, producing effects of various types, and their potency depends on 2 main factors: affinity and efficacy. The affinity is the tendency of the drug to bind to receptors. Efficacy is the ability to initiate changes once bound. Agonists can be full or partial in their effectiveness. Full agonists produce maximal effects and have high efficacy. A partial agonist produces a lower response at full receptor occupancy when compared to a full agonist, and they have intermediate efficacy. So for a partial agonist, the plateau at which no more drug concentration increases activity will always be lower than a full agonist plateau, or the maximal activity of a full agonist. Antagonists prevent agonists from activating receptors. Typically, as the concentration of antagonist increases, the percent activity decreases. Reversible competitive antagonism is defined as progressively inhibiting the agonist response, and at maximal concentrations, they completely prevent the response. Irreversible competitive antagonism depends on the number of unbound receptors that are remaining, and non-competitive antagonism blocks the chain of events that leads to the production of a response by that agonist. There are also what's known as non-receptor antagonists. These agents affect agonist activity independent of the receptor. Examples include chemical antagonism. In chemical antagonism, the interaction of two substances in solution affects the active drug. Pharmacokinetic antagonism. In this case, one drug affects the absorption, metabolism, or excretion of another drug. And physiological antagonism. This is when two agents produce opposing physiological effects. The other major category of drug interactions is pharmacodynamics. Pharmacodynamic effect is defined as the duration of drug action. It depends upon how long the drug occupies the receptor, and in some cases, the drug is inactivated by metabolism, resulting in termination of action. Here's another review question. What are some examples of non-receptor antagonists? Answer: examples of non-receptor antagonists include chemical antagonists, pharmacokinetic antagonists, and physiological antagonists. In chemical antagonism, the interaction of two substances in solution prevents the effect of the active drug. In pharmacokinetic antagonism, one drug affects the absorption, metabolism, or excretion of another drug. And in physiological antagonism, two agents produce opposing physiological effects. A very important concept in pharmacokinetics is ADME. This acronym stands for absorption, distribution, metabolism, and excretion. ADME. ADME is an acronym used in pharmacokinetics to describe the fate of a drug administered to an organism. The principles of ADME influence the level and kinetics of drug exposure to the administered drug. Let's summarize what you've learned in this section about drug interactions. In general, drug interactions can be divided into two categories, pharmacodynamic and pharmacokinetic. Pharmacodynamic includes the actions of the drug on the body, such as acting as an agonist or antagonist. Pharmacokinetics includes the actions of the body on the drug. Now we'll discuss one of the core principles in pharmacology, the dose response. Let's begin by defining dose response. Dose response is defined as the relationship between the exposure to a chemical and the magnitude of the response. The dose typically determines the response in a consistent, predictable way that can be measured. The basic premise underlying pharmacology is that for a given dose of a drug, there'll be a given biological response that's directly proportional to the given dose. The effect of a drug will increase as the concentration increases. As the dose increases, the response increment reduces until a point where no additional increase in drug effect is seen with increased drug concentration. In other words, the effect plateaus. Comparing dose relationships for different drugs is a good way to measure their efficacy in drug design studies. A dose response curve has a typical shape, a sigmoid curve, with a wide enough range to cover both the low doses at which there's no observable response, then the threshold level at which a response is first evident, and the plateau at the top of the curve, which would indicate the dose at which the maximum effect of the chemical is evident. This curve is on a plot with dose in milligrams as the x-axis and percent response on the y-axis. In summary, the basic premise underlying pharmacology is that for a given dose of a drug, there'll be a given biological response directly proportional to the given dose. The effect of a drug will increase as the concentration increases. In the final section of this tutorial, we'll review tips on how to study pharmacology. Actively watch and listen to these tutorials. Take notes and pause where necessary. Memorize basic information to save time later and review basic biology. It's helpful in general to learn vocabulary quickly for understanding in-depth topics later in the series. In order to do this, make flashcards if necessary. They're a very useful tool. Additional study tips include looking for patterns and connect the information to topics learned in earlier tutorials. Each tutorial builds on earlier tutorials. In general, a good tip is to ask for help when you need it. Don't be afraid to seek out help early. Tutors, teaching assistants, and knowledgeable friends all can provide help. It's very important not to progress through your studies with problems with key concepts, which will almost certainly affect you in the long run. A great way to memorize information for pharmacology is the use of a mnemonic. You can create a mnemonic in the following way. First, list the key words you're trying to memorize in a logical order. Second, write down the first letter of each key word. Third, create an easy-to-remember word, phrase, or sentence from the first letters of these key words. Let's look at an example. For the symptoms of organophosphate poisoning, you could use the mnemonic DUDE SLOP. DUDE SLOP stands for diarrhea, urination, decreased consciousness, and emesis. Salivation, lacrimation, ocular meiosis, and paralysis. Whenever you need to memorize a list or a multi-step process, try using a mnemonic. Another useful tip is to learn drugs by type. For example, antibiotics can be categorized based on their effects on microorganisms. One type of antibiotics target the bacterial cell wall, including examples such as cephalosporin and penicillin. Another type of antibiotics target protein synthesis. Examples in this type include tetracycline and aminoglycoside. Another useful tip is to connect the drug with the physiological target. Based on an understanding of the underlying physiology of the process, how a drug treatment works will make more sense. For example, by understanding the physiology in dilating and constricting blood vessels, potential drug targets such as smooth muscle or nitric oxide will be more obvious. Here's another review question. What are some of the study tips presented in this tutorial? Answer: some of the study tips include memorizing basic information to save time later, reviewing basic biology where necessary, asking for help when you need it. And a useful way to study pharmacology is to learn drugs by type. Summary: the following is a summary of what you've learned in this tutorial. Pharmacology is a study of the way that substances interact with systems of the body to activate or inhibit its processes. A drug is any substance that brings about a change in biological function through its chemical actions. Drug size, drug reactivity, and drug receptor bonds, drug shape, and the degree of ionization all affect drug interactions. Pharmacodynamics are the actions of the drug on the body. Pharmacodynamic interactions may be agonistic or antagonistic. Pharmacokinetics are the actions of the body on the drug, as guided by the principles of ADME. The basic premise of underlying pharmacology is that for a given dose of drug, there'll be a given biological response that's directly proportional to the given dose. Congratulations on completing the Introduction to Pharmacology audio tutorial. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.